Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Gray. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, John Matlack. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Zisk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zisk. Brett moves to third. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett scores. Otis moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-1 in the game. Sample hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sample reaches second base with a double. Sundberg moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Otis steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Doc Medich now pitching. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for John Way then. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Cowens scores. Porter moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. There goes Lockhock trying to get to third. Zisk throws the ball into Bell, who tags Lockhock for the out. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete Locock now playing first base. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Locock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Locock for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Gary Gray. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Sundberg reaches third base with a triple. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Potek. Sundberg scores. It's 8-1, Royals. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wills scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Royals. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Rangers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. John Ellis now catching. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Ed Faw Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zisk moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zisk moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk scores. It's 9-3, Royals. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.